Also on Thursday afternoon, attending committee members almost unanimously voted against the resolution brought forth by Picton Councillor Kate McNaughton calling for a raise in municipal councillor salary by 36% to $35,300 in order to bring council compensation closer to the region's livable wage. Councillor McNaughton highlighted the issue of current council pay being a poverty wage, that it may be causing democratic underrepresentation of women and youth at council, and that current pay and time commitments only allow for a certain class of relatively wealthy, retired, married people to take positions of final authority in the municipal government. Furthermore, the resolution would have brought council pay in line with other councillor compensation schemes in comparable municipalities. While some councillors were open to exploring the issue of compensation further with a consultant or report, some were animatedly against the resolution, citing unfair characterization of those that work for their community without expectation of reward, issues with a professionalized council, the optics of the increase amidst exceptional inflation, and the actual barriers for prospective councillors being the experience of chronic negativity and self-perceived lack of qualifications. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.